You've no doubt heard about Shark Week, that crazy annual cable TV extravaganza. Well, this week is Shark Week of a whole other kind here in Boston. The venue is the New England Aquarium, and it's where 10 women from around the world came this week with one goal: getting more women into shark research. The traditionally male-dominated field is changing, and these top shark researchers want to inspire the next generation. Allison Koch is a researcher in South Africa, and Cynthia Wagren is the CEO of the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy and directs the Gills Club, which promotes STEM education for girls. Let's start with you, Allison. Why sharks? How did you get started in shark research?
I was really fortunate to have a father that was passionate about the ocean, and he took me fishing from when I was a little girl, and we would catch lobster in these nets, and we have these sharks called shy sharks. They're about 3 feet long, and I was really concerned about these sharks coming up in the crayfish nets, and my dad said to me, "Allison, they'll be fine. Just pick them up, kiss them on the nose, and release them back into the water." And so that's how I got interested in sharks and the ocean, and he fostered that passion for the ocean from a very early age.
How about you, Cynthia? How did you get interested?
I actually got interested when I did a trip to South Africa and went cage diving with white sharks. So for me personally, I've been fascinated by wildlife and had a passion for all kinds of wildlife, but it was that experience, cage diving with great white sharks, that really piqued my interest.
Cynthia, you're very interested in educating girls about sharks. Why are sharks interesting, and why should anyone be interested in them?
Well, sharks are interesting for many, many reasons. I think people are fascinated with sharks because of their power and their speed. And really, for me, that first moment of being underwater with a shark and just watching its movement, its grace, they're just these amazing animals. And they're, I think, too many things to name about them. But what we have found that's really fascinating is that there are a lot of young girls that we've met who have an immediate interest in them and connection. And so I think it's really incredible to see that passion start early and continue.
Is part of your interest in getting away from the kind of maleness and the macho-ness of people who deal with sharks in a stereotypical way?
What we found was that some of these girls that we were meeting who were interested in sharks at an early age were being told at school by other kids that sharks were just for boys. If you look at Shark Week, and that's a place where a lot of kids get their information about sharks, you don't see a lot of females highlighted. These girls, if they're watching Shark Week and they're not seeing female scientists, and then they're being told at school that sharks are just for boys, they're being discouraged from following their passion. So for us, connecting them to these female shark scientists doing amazing work was really important. Another part of that is just showing them through shark research how math is used and engineering is used. And you see that these girls look at it in a very different way than they would normally at school. So we utilize that enthusiasm and interest in sharks to keep them also connected to STEM subjects.
There's so much information that we've learned in the last few years. On so many levels, it's just incredibly exciting. And to be able to share that with girls at the symposium, we had girls of 5 years old doing dissections, and they got stuck in there. I was so impressed with them.
These were 5-year-old girls dissecting a shark?
Yes. We had high school girls asking the most phenomenal questions. And for me, it was fantastic to see the diversity of these women and what they're doing. It's just been a fantastic experience.
Allison, how has the field changed for women since you started?
It's changed a lot. So I started 20 years ago now, and I was the only woman on a research boat. And I was very fortunate to have fantastic male role models, but I've heard of a lot of stories where women don't have that. And there's been a major change. And in fact, a lot of the research labs that are focusing on sharks have a large diversity of people, including women now, which wasn't the case 10, 20 years ago. And I think that women have really found a niche in this particular field and have excelled in it. And yet you still don't have a lot of platforms where their work is being showcased.
Cynthia, have you seen the attitude towards shark conservation change? Are people getting more aware that this is an important species that we need to protect? And are governments getting involved at all?
We have definitely seen a shift in public perception of the shark since starting the organization 5 years ago. At the time, especially on Cape Cod, it's a tourist economy, and there was a lot of fear about sharks being in the water. Since that time in the Conservancy, a big piece of what we do is to educate the community. And the way that we do that is by supporting the science. We won't know anything about these animals unless we have scientists out there studying them. I think the more you know, the less you fear. And so really replacing those fears with fact-based information has seemed to shift the community's thought about having white sharks right off of our coast from one of fear to one of fascination. Anytime I'm on the beach, people around me are talking about the sharks and hoping to see a shark fin. Obviously, you'd want to be on the beach and not in the water when that happens. But we've had sharks that have stranded on the beaches. And in two cases, everybody on the beach rallied around to help save those sharks. And in one case, I had a full beach full of people dragging that shark back into the water, a 14-foot great white shark that, you know, years ago, that shark would have been killed. And we were really excited to see people stand up and say, no, it's the shark's habitat. You know, this is their world. They're important to have here. I absolutely have seen a shift.
I got to go to my curiosity question as we're speaking here. I'm swimming, say, in the Atlantic near the Cape, and I come upon a shark. What should I do?
Well, the first thing is if you do see the shark, you're really in a good position because these are ambushed predators. It's the shark you don't see, which is the problem. So if you do see the shark, I know it's really hard advice to follow and it's hard to imagine, but you need to stay calm. You need to keep your eye on the shark. A lot of times we know that when sharks, like any other kind of ambushed predator, know that they've been seen, they kind of give up the game already. So for the most part, you have to stay calm and then try and get out of the water as quickly as possible. The moment you panic, you're going to attract attention. You might attract that instinct that the shark has to chase you. In the extremely unlikely event the shark comes in and tries to bite you, then you can last-ditch event to try and punch it in the gills, which is a very sensitive area. But it's extremely unlikely that most of us will ever experience that.
Alison Koch is a shark researcher from South Africa, and Cynthia Wagren runs the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy, along with the Gills Club, which promotes STEM education for girls. We've got photos of both Koch and Wagren at work with sharks. They're over at PRI.org. And that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back with you tomorrow.